News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to Edition 9 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief bulletin of practical information to help living with sight loss.
And in this edition, non-slip mats for the bath or shower room, finding your local talking newspaper, which eye health professionals do what, and a handheld text-to-speech reader.
RNIB sells two different stay-put non-slip mats, one for putting in the bath, one for placing on the shower tray. These might well be useful if your sight loss means you sometimes feel a little unsure of your footing on some surfaces, in particular on smooth ones. The bath mat measures 430 by 900mm and costs £31.20. The slightly smaller shower mat is 508mm square and can be bought for £25.20. Both mats are machine washable at 40 degrees, cushioned underfoot, have antimicrobial properties and are non-allergenic, made of rubber and latex-free. RNIB makes the point that they're not suitable for showers or baths with uneven, non-slip surfaces, or where the surface has raised contours. That's because the suckers which keep the mats in place may not be able to do their job. And if you'd like to know any more, RNIB's national helpline can be phoned on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or they can be emailed at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Local talking newspapers, and there are over 300 of them across the UK, aim to keep blind and partially sighted listeners up to date with what's happening locally. And many of them also produce magazine-style local interest items and/or audio publications. Always read by a team of volunteers, these days they can be heard in a variety of ways: on USB memory sticks, streaming through a website, streaming through your smartphone or tablet, on the British Wireless Talking Newspaper app, and sometimes on CD, and even, very occasionally, on cassette. Sometimes, if you don't have a player to listen on, your local talking newspaper may be able to lend you one. And to find out where your nearest local talking newspaper and or magazine is, you can call their national HQ on 01 793 497 555. 01 793 497 555 and leave a message. Or you can email enquiries@tnf.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Whatever your particular eye condition, you may well have had to consult an eye professional on several occasions. But we're told that there is in fact a fair amount of confusion about what different professionals actually do. So our advice slot this time from Anita Plant at the national charity the Partially Sighted Society is, I think, Anita, a quick run through of what each eye professional can offer. And when might that be particularly useful to know?
So let's say you've got a particular worry that you feel that your vision has deteriorated. The first step would be to go and see an optometrist. The optometrist is able to examine your eyes, check your vision. He can write a prescription for corrective glasses or contact lenses. But most importantly, they're also qualified to detect, treat and manage any vision changes or eye conditions, and then can refer accordingly to the ophthalmologist.
And the ophthalmologist does what?
And the ophthalmologist is the eye doctor. He's a physician, and he specialises in the structure, function and diseases of the human eye. So they're able to diagnose and treat any eye conditions, perform operations, surgery, prescribe relevant medication and so on. And then the third one is an optician. The optician is not qualified to perform any eye tests or write prescriptions, so they can't really give you an eye test. But they are qualified to read the prescription and then provide and fit any glasses or contact lenses to those specifications of that prescription.
And if people have any concerns at all, what's that first port of call? Because people shouldn't keep it to themselves, should they? If they've got a concern, presumably they should go to a professional and ask for help.
Yeah, I think the best place to go, first of all, is to the optometrist. And I would like to add here that even if you've got a condition where glasses are not really prescribed for you anymore, it is still important to have a regular eye test with an optometrist. And that's because the optometrist, not only can they pick up any changes in the eye, they can also look at other conditions as well. And they're able to pick up things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, autoimmune diseases, just through having that regular eye examination. So it's a good place for a checkup, just for general health as well as eye health.
Sound advice. Thank you very much indeed, Anita.
Thank you.
InfoSound.
Small device that you can fit in your hand. I'm designed to help make reading printed text much easier for visually impaired people.
And that's the sound of the small handheld Orcam Read made by Optelec UK. The pen-like device can be pointed at text on a page to read it back in a synthetic voice, as we've just heard. And the Orcam Read is just one of several technical devices that have been highlighted and reviewed by Thomas Pocklington Trust in videos online, as in this case with Peter Hayton from the charity.
On each side, you can hold the device and it's around the same size as a highlighter pen. Along the bottom of the device, you'll find a power indicator light and a headphone jack tucked away at the very back. But on the top of the device, the long flat side, that's where all the magic happens. At the very back, you have the USB-C port to charge the device.
Also on the Tech News and Views website, where these hands-on videos can be found, you can download the text transcript of all the videos featured. And the webpage can be found at pocklington-trust.org.uk/technology/tech-news-and-views. pocklington-trust.org.uk/technology/tech-news-and-views. Should you need help accessing this video page, you can phone Thomas Pocklington Trust on 020-8995-0880. Incidentally, you might find these types of higher tech reviews particularly handy before making a purchase, because the Orcam Read Smart, for example, costs £1,800, £1,999 with a stand.
And so with that, we come to the end of the ninth edition of the Info Shorts Bulletin from InfoSound. We hope you can join us next time, and thanks for listening.
News and information about living with sight loss from InfoSound.